All right, boys and girls, we're here on another podcast. And today, I have the man I owe a lot to. His name is Jerry Shaw, and you can find him at Photo Labs Studios?
At Photo Lab Studios,
yeah. Yeah, that's my man. So, actually, man, I owe him a lot because he's been putting up with my shit for the past, maybe 3 weeks, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say three good solid weeks of trying to get you up and running.
Yeah, so I mean, we know obviously we know Aaron and Frank over at Cafaro, and I think that's how I met you, right?
Yeah, I happened to show up one day and you were there and
beating Frank's ass. We actually hopped on I was there beating.
You were beating the hell out of Frank, and yeah, he was kind of crying in the corner, so I kind of had to break it up a little bit just to save Frank a little face, but.
Right. So, I mean, hey, well, before we get started, I got to grab my beer here. Hold on, Craig. You got a beer with you right there?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, let's see it. What you sipping on? You got the Bullets.
Colorado Original.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, the mountains are blue.
Yeah,
they're blue,
cold.
Son.
Yeah, they're cold. Hope they don't got no Corona on it.
Hell no, nothing but Coors Light.
Anyways, I want to thank you for hopping on here with me. I actually think this will do you really, really good because this man is a very talented man. I mean, he really is. Like, he's my go-to guy. Like, he's a graphic designer, right?
Yep.
You explain it to him what you are. I mean, I'm going to sit back here and listen.
I guess the best way I describe it is the jack of all trades. I do a little bit of everything. So I do motion graphics, animation, do video editing, photography, photo editing. Like we said, graphic design, pretty much anything except web design and web pages. It's not something I've ever really got into. So a lot of artistic stuff.
Right on. And if you guys see my intro for obviously the podcast, my new stuff that I got coming out for Gladiators Unleashed, the hunting series. He's done all of it. He's updated me. He got me in the game. He got me upgraded. I upgraded, and I'm very thankful for him. I mean, you guys will be very impressed on the stuff I got coming out.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff for the show, for the podcast. I'm sure some new apparel coming out eventually, and. So we got a lot of cool stuff coming out for Gladiators. So look forward to everything kind of dropping and getting everyone's reactions.
Actually, me and Snyder were talking the other day. We were talking about T-shirts, and we were thinking about sayings that we've always said and how people always
epical.
Yeah, epical would be probably my shirt. You know, just a bunch of different ones that Snyder have said and I have said, and I just think. We should run a few t-shirts and see what happened if we can make a buck or two. Excuse me. Ooh, man, this beer's kind of tasting good right now.
Uh-oh. It might be one of those podcasts, huh?
Man, I hope not. After watching the one with me and Snyder, I'm just like, God, dude, do I air this thing? Holy moly. But
Dial it back.
Right? Speaking of that, before we get started to jump into a real podcast, I want to give a big shout out to Cafaro, Gear for Life. Those boys, yeah, right there, you know. Those boys over there at Cafaro have taken care of me from day one. Check them out. Follow them. They do a lot for us, and he's the real deal. That company is the real deal, right? I mean, would you not?
Buy the hats, buy the apparel, because I did most of the designs. So
yeah, see, there you go. There's another reason why to buy it and why I'm doing this with him. Because, man, if you're ever looking for a graphic guy, I mean, this is the guy. He's very reasonable. And if you don't like it, guess what? He'll redo and do it again. I mean, he's good. He's definitely good.
Well, let's not get too carried away. I don't want to go through revision after revision, but I'm pretty good. I know the industry. I know hunting, and that's kind of what I focus in, you know, for my freelance side. And so I'm fairly confident we can get in a, you know, a couple tries and, you know, knock it out of the park for you. So
well, I think what the first try, you knocked it out of the park with me, I think, right? With all mine.
Yeah, I mean, I sent you a couple different things, and yeah, you're like, perfect. Like, yeah, oh,
of course, okay. I'm easy. You know what I mean, though? I'm easy to please.
You're easy like Sunday morning.
Oh, shit. Speaking of that, so do you follow Derek Lewis on Instagram?
Yeah, I just started following him here before we started talking.
So,
and I was like, name sounds familiar. And he's like, that's a dude that's in my balls is sweaty.
Yeah, so Derek Lewis is a UFC fighter, and he heavyweight dude from Texas. And, dude, the guy's hilarious. To me, I think he has one of the best Instagram pages out there. And I was actually, before we got on, I was telling my buddies to check this stuff out because, you know, on his page right now, if you look, and if you look at his page, is The Beast UFC, right? And it's Derek Lewis.
Yep.
And if you check it out, his third one that he just posted. And it's a chick. It's a bartender, right? And I don't know what the hell she's wearing.
Yeah, I'm not
wearing.
Sure what bar he's at.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like a Hooters. It's weird. She's wearing
something. No, it's not like a Twin Peaks. It's like a step, I don't know, up or down from a Twin Peaks, however you want to look at it.
I don't know. I mean, she's very cute. She's very cute.
Yeah.
But I saw her clean this glass, and then she sticks the glass in her ass cheeks. And now I'm,
yeah, so
now
she's
I'm
holding
really,
it between her.
Yeah, she's holding it between her butt. And these guys at the bar are like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. Of course, I would be, too. And she's pouring a beer out of the tap. And it's she's talking like, oh, there's too much head there. I got to do better. Right? She shakes it. And now she gives it to the guy out of her ass.
Yeah. And that's how to – one wrong move, and that's a great way to get pink eye, I'm afeard.
I mean, pink eye, I mean – shit, I don't know.
That's
I got
away from pink.
I got penicillin for that. I might go over there and find that out. I might have to slide him a DM and say, "Hey, where's that bar at, son?"
Just kidding. It looks like really cold beer. Looks like really cold beer. Need to try that.
I don't know, man. That was crazy. But anyways, I love watching his IG. It always makes me laugh. Man, especially what's going on in the world today. You need a good laugh. I mean, I try not to watch the news, but I always like to see what the governor's saying on for the state of Colorado. And then, bam, it's always like, well, we got this many deaths and this many people cases coming in and I'm blah. And I'm like, why don't you guys talk about good things here? Why? How many people have recovered from this already? You know what I mean? Like, they're always like talking about all the negative shit and I'm just over the news, man. And half it's fake anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of depressing watching it. And it's like, you know, just report, you know, how many cases are being cured or something. But, yeah, it's definitely crazy times that we're in. It's, I hope we can get over this soon, get back to life as normal and, you know, get back to, visiting friends and family. And
man, it's just crazy. And the shitty thing is like, I'm becoming like a little bitch when I wake up. I'm like, oh, I got a sore throat. Do I got a fever? You know, I'm waking up and my whole mind is fucking with me. Like right now, I'm like, every time I wake up, I'm like, sore throat.
Even though you haven't ever left the house in like 2 months.
I know. Like, I know. And I just feel like I'm paranoid, you know? And like me personally, I don't care if I get sick.
Yeah.
I just don't want to give it to my newborn. I don't want to give it to my daughter, let alone my wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my deal. But I'm just like, damn. I'm getting paranoid.
Yeah. It's not a good situation to be in. And not the only reason to watch the news is for them to tell you maybe it's, hey, we're off of lockdown or whatever, you know, especially for you guys out there.
Yeah. So you're from South Dakota, right? Rapid City?
Yep. I live in Rapid City. So I'm on the west side of South Dakota.
Oh, I know where that's at. When I, my brother played Legion ball, I played Legion ball. We used to go up there for, baseball tournaments, and we always did our family vacations in, and it was Flintstone. What was
it? Yeah, Flintstone Park,
Reptile Gardens,
Bear
Country,
Bear Country
USA. Yeah. What was the other one? Mount Rushmore, obviously.
Yeah, Rushmore, Crazy Horse. Yeah, that was around.
Yep, it was. But yeah, that was the always Flintstones was my shit. I liked that little park.
That was your jam.
That was it. That was it, man.
Nice.
And speaking of that, so obviously you watched the Tiger King.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, who hasn't watched the Tiger King? It's been
wow. If for a distraction from coronavirus, I don't know if you could have gotten a more perfect show than Tiger King, because just to scratch your head and wonder what. This is real life for some people. Oh, man, this is
it's crazy
insane.
Because it's crazy because when they pulled up the mat and they were talking about, we used to, take tour buses to the malls and, do like cubs pettings with pictures and stuff like that. Dude, my mom took me and my siblings to the mall and we got pictures with their cubs, with Joe Exotic's cubs. Shit you not. I'll throw it on my IG. I kid you not. And I was teasing my brother when we found the picture. I told my older brother, I said, yeah, you were the one holding the tiger because Joe got to hold you. So then he fires back at me.
He was a bag of mess away from being husband number three.
Yeah, so then he fires back at me and he goes, yeah, right, you were crying because we were leaving because you wanted to go back and hold Joe's exotic snake again. I was like, yeah, all right, touche, you got me, I was good. But anyways, the smart, it's crazy.
I'm thinking we need to bring back that Joe Exotic hairstyle, man. I think, the
Joe
ace
Dirt.
Drape.
The Joe Dirt.
Yep, and bleach it.
Yeah, it's definitely, I haven't had a haircut since I've been quarantined, so it's been over like 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, and mine is getting shaggy, way more than I like to have.
Yeah, you're rocking the pompadour, the big old Elvis.
Man, I don't know. I think tomorrow I might take the clippers to myself and try to do something. I might come out with
you're
going to
look like a dog with mange.
I know. I don't know. I'm thinking, you remember Wild Thing off Major League? I think I could do that.
Yep.
I think I could do that. I don't know.
You can do like the
Brian
Vanilla
Bosworth.
Ice,
yeah.
Lightning Brian,
yeah, something. I don't know. I got to do something because it's getting way too long, so we'll see. And shit, we're in lockdown. We're in lockdown until April 30th. I ain't going to be able to see a barber until after April 30th.
I thought it was the 17th.
Hell no, I wish. April 30th.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, get the vacuum cleaner with the attachment.
Hell no. I'm going to have to trust my wife to do it. And then guess what? She's going to fuck it up. And I'm going to be mad at her. And guess what? I got nowhere to go. So I got to be like, I guess I'm shaving my head.
You got to be nice. You got to be super nice.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't care. It's only hair. I wear a hat half the time anyway, so.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it'll grow back. It grows back.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You need to do like I did back in middle school. Like when we played football and basketball, we'd shave our numbers in the back of our head.
Yeah, right.
You just need the GU in the back of your head.
Yours would say, kick me, huh?
Uh-huh, a lot.
Or spank me.
I was a guard.
Yours would say,
end.
Spank me.
Guard and end.
Is that what
end
you played
bench,
football?
Guard in the water. Yeah. End of the bench, guard in the water.
End of the bench, guard in the water. What sports did you play in high school?
Football and basketball.
Yeah? Well, so
I wasn't coordinated enough or rich enough to play hockey. I couldn't stop.
Oh, you guys had hockey there?
Yeah, we did have hockey.
See, Nebraska never had hockey. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
It never had hockey. Like, we had, the crazy thing is I played, obviously wrestled football. And I did a little bit of pole vault in high school. And then they wanted me to do like the 400. And I'm just not about running. I hate running. So I quit that and started wrestling more. I played baseball as a kid. My family's a big baseball. My dad played for the Pittsburgh Pirates as a pitcher. Then he got drafted to go to Vietnam. So he left that to go fight the war. My brother, older brother, he went to Iowa Western, left-handed pitcher. He was a stud. I was a fuck up. I went and I wrestled and started fighting, right? So and then my little sister was a softball player at UNK too. She was on a full ride there. She played softball. And then my little brother, he he was a wrestler just like me, because I was like coaching him all the time, and then he fucked up his back big time, blew out his back lower disc junior year, and just never did anything again. Just his back was so jacked. So, but yeah. So, anyways, talking about that, you're what? How tall are you?
6'2", 6'3" in heels.
Yeah, 6'3" in heels. Hey, Joe, Joe Exotic here.
Gotta wear my platform, son.
But anyways, so he's, and shoot, you, what are you, 240, 250? Am I being nice?
Shit, I wish.
Am I being nice?
Three bills.
You're, so he's three bills. So he's what, 6'3", 300. And he came into the gym the other day. Well, what'd you do? You had to hand me some mics and do some shit. What was that, about 2 months ago, 3 months ago when you were down in Colorado?
Yeah, when I, yeah, that's probably about a, that's probably a couple months ago.
Yeah, right. And he came into the gym, and I was messing around with him, like throwing him 1-2. And this motherfucker grabbed me, fucking bear hugged me, and I was like, "Oh shit!" And I was like, "Okay, okay, I'm fucking with a heavyweight, Craig." And then I said,
Craig.
And then I was like, "Mm-mm." And then I was like, "Hell no!" People were laughing at me. I was like, "I was done." I was done. But anyways, talking about you as a graphic artist and what you've done, let's talk about what all have you done. Like, you've done the outdoor industry. Name a few people you helped out, like obviously Kafaro.
Rockslide, Avery Adventures, Jordan Budd, like all of her stuff for her ranch I worked on. Another big one is Toxic Calls. Yep. I do all of their call artwork. I'm sure I'm gonna miss a lot of people. Luke over at Tito, his knives and stuff.
Yeah, over at Tito.
Yep.
Tito. Yeah.
Tito.
We call him Tito, Tito. Speaking of them, I gotta give them a holler right now out, because they been a big partner of mine since day one. Tito Knives, Tito Knives, how you like to call it. Check them out. Ultra light, ultra sharp. They're my boys over there, you know, and I got to give them a big round of applause too. Yeah. You've done a lot with the outdoor industry, but let's look at the bigger picture right now, because a lot of people don't know this about you. You literally work on Major League Baseball big screens. Like when you go to a big baseball game in, you know, MLB, that's your work up there on a lot of teams, right?
Yeah, so a lot of professional sports. So we work from NFL, MLB, NBA, to NCAA, all the way down to, you know, some of the bigger schools, like down in Texas. Like a lot of the high schools, they have full-size video boards. To rewind, I work for a company called Daktronics. And they're the world leader in manufacturing large LED video displays. So it's the big screen TVs that you see at sporting events. So the big end zone displays that are at Mile High Stadium or the Colorado Rockies, their new display.
Yep.
That's our stuff.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I design the animations and the graphics that go on the boards during the game. And like a lot of stuff for sponsors too, you know, like Budweiser. And,
Toyota,
you know, the different, all the other, you know, big, sponsors that sponsor the football games. And when I say, you know, the graphics, so when you see touchdown that pops up on the video display, that's stuff that I do. So, you know, I've worked with, Patriots, right now I'm working with the Milwaukee Brewers.
I saw you working with when I FaceTime you for the 112th time. You were working on that. So
it's kind of crazy right now, especially with sports, you know, and the coronavirus, because, you know, all sports are shut down. So we were a little bit concerned, but all these facilities are getting prepared to go full bore. Once they drop the gate, they're going. And I think people are going to be ready to get out and go to the games and, you know, see all these events. So we're cranking stuff out for the teams and just pretty much business as usual, luckily. So we're just trying to stay afloat, trying to keep ahead of the curve.
Right. And you know, me personally, I think by mid-May, I'm hoping that all this goes away and, you know, and people are going to go out back at big activities, hoping MLB starts back up, you know, even, I mean, NBA, you know what I mean? Like all that, yeah. You know, I don't know. My wife, she's in healthcare and she's into that and she's still on maternity leave, but she goes back April 20th and I'm just like, man, I'm hoping that this goes away.
Another couple of weeks. Yeah.
Right. But she used all her PTO. She's used it all because she wanted to be with the baby, you know? And yeah. I'm just like, man, I do not want you to go back to work, you know? Well, for two, that means I got to watch that little shit. You know what I mean? I got Eva and him now. So now I got that until she comes home and then I got to go back to work. So I don't know, man. It's crazy. I'm hoping all this corona just goes away real fast, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I hope we can get past it and, you know, figure out, you know, they're talking it might be a seasonal thing where it comes back next year, but I'm hoping by then we can find not a cure, but just a vaccine you know, can, you know.
That's what I'm hoping,
hopefully
too.
We can, way you can get back into the gym and, I mean, everything's closed down.
It's crazy.
Concerts.
It's crazy. Although, I just heard, like, Metallica and a few others are going to start doing concerts on TV or whatever, free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I heard another big band was going to do it, too. And I'm honestly thinking it was Monday night is what I heard. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. The other thing I want to touch base with you guys to know about this guy, how annoying am I right now calling you've about 2-3 times a day?
Not bad.
Good answer.
Sometimes it
good
gets
answer.
Bad.
Good answer. Good answer.
Sometimes it gets a little rough when I'm like, no, like right. I'm pointing at my screen, but you can't see. I'm like, no, right there, I can see it. Then you like go that way, then back over here. It's like, no, it's right. Shit.
and then I hit it, and then it's just like, yes. Like,
oh.
I had problems with my Adobe Premiere. I have had problem with obviously the Rodecaster trying to launch this, my Mac. I mean, I've literally picked this guy's brains and tried to help me because, you know, I'm not too savvy, you know. I'm not
trying
too
to
savvy.
trying to teach a gladiator tech stuff. Just
yeah,
it doesn't work. I even had to call in reinforcements because there's some stuff where it's like, I have no idea.
Right?
Like, I had a.
We
know,
called your
give
boy.
Big shout out to my buddy. Yeah, say my buddy Nick Schmeichel.
Yeah, Nick.
I was like,
thank
I
God
have no idea.
Him.
It's like, you might want to call Nick. He's got one of these. Call him up.
And, yeah, thank God for him, man. He was like, he didn't even have his in front of him. He was all like, okay, this is what you got to do. Let me think, man, I wish I had. Okay, this is what you got to do. Go to this. Go to your system preferences. And I was like, what? Speak American, Jack. What system preferences? He goes, go to the Apple. And I was like, I ain't got no apples here, you know? But, yeah, so I thank God for these guys to help me out because, obviously, I'm producing podcasts now. So it's good, man.
Yep, we're up and running.
Man, I just can't wait till this whole lockdown gets away because, for one, I get a cameraman back. I get my IT guy back, my Cody, my skinny Cody back. More guests in here, you know what I mean? Like right now I'm just kind of FaceTiming people doing their things on the screen, but I mean, I really want people here in studio, doing podcasts, but I got to do what I got to do right now to get this up and running. And hell, I get to entertain a lot of people and makes it fun for me, you know, makes my
day
a lot
for
better.
Sure.
And I get to drink beer with my friends still. So, talk to me about the old hunting life you like to do.
Oh, man. Consumes way too much of my time and thoughts, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know that. Well, you literally hunt all seasons. You're a rifle guy, what, muzzleloader guy, bow hunter, now a trad bow hunter. Yep, I see it. I know it all. I want to say that I don't even want to say it. I won't say it because, but I have started shooting trad, and and it's fun. It's definitely fun. I mean, Aaron gave me his bow and one of his bows that for Christmas, and I was like, man, all right, I'll shoot it. And I'm so glad that he did because it really is fun. I ain't lying.
It's fun. A blast. Like I said, I did a podcast on kind of just a recap of my 2019 season, and it was the most frustratingly satisfying season I've had in a long time.
Really?
I mean, just the ups and downs. I mean, it was a struggle. The reason they call it a struggle stick, but I don't foresee myself going back to a regular compound.
Really?
You know, no.
I have a hard enough time shooting with a compound, let alone a freaking stick bow, you know? So, man, I'm definitely going to have to get my whistle wet a lot harder than for me to put my compound bow down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See, and I'd only been hunting with a bow for 6 years prior to picking up the stick bow.
Yeah, I think, I want to say maybe 8 years now I've been hunting with a bow. I mean, I hunted a rifle as a kid, you know, from Nebraska. So, I mean, yeah, I love it. I don't care. As long as I'm shooting a bow, I mean, obviously I'm a compound guy, but, man, I love shooting that trad. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Sorry, I've got a UFC match going on here with the two dogs. They're throwing each other around here in my house.
Yeah, so
if it sounds a little
nuts, they're getting rowdy
because of those two.
So,
yeah.
In case you don't know, his logo is a dog, a lab, right? Chocolate lab, right?
Yep. That was my first dog, Zoe.
Zoe, right? And he passed away what, last summer?
Last December, so last not this December. Past one, okay. But the year before that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. I remember that. That sucks. And now you got two dogs. Now you got two dogs?
Yeah, I got two just over 1 year old chocolate labs. And I say little, but they're
big.
They're big. Yeah, one's 100 pounds, the other one's 85. And
Yeah,
they're small horses, but they've been a lot of fun, so. Right now they're having a wrestling match in my office, and really wish they'd go outside.
When I was calling Jerry for help again one night, and the dogs had farts, and they were ripping them, huh? They were
peeling paint
them
off the wall, like terrible.
It was horrible, horrible, horrible.
They I'm glad we don't have smellophones. You're lucky.
Yeah, I don't need no scratch and sniff. Sometimes
I'll send you a package of what they drop off in the yard one of these days.
You know, dog farts are so bad, man. Like, literally am sitting there on the couch with my daughter and my wife and Marcus now, and all of a sudden something hits me, and I look, the first person I look at, I'm like, man, I'm looking right at my wife. I'm like, did you just fart? She was like, no. And then she's right away going, Eva, did you toot? And I'm like, and she's like, no, Mom. And then she's like, Luke, it was you. And I'm like, no, it was not me. And my dogs are over there just wibbling around, crop dusting us all. And I'm like, oh, man, it was Bella. Bella just crop dusted us. Oh, yeah, dog farts are the worst, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of times they like to sit underneath my desk while I'm working. How does me just cranking away on a project, and all of a sudden it's like,
I'm
sure. Oh, my God, get outside. You know, you would have swore that they just crap themselves, but nope, they just let one rip.
Sometimes
they kind of wake up from their stupor. Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was you.
Well, sometimes I'm like, was that me? Did something squeak out of my ass? But no, I was like, no, my flapper ain't that old.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Something ain't right.
Something ain't right.
But yeah, so, speaking of that, what was the craziest shit that you have done or seen in the outdoors hunting on a trip? That just hit me. On a trip. Because, man, Snyder had a crazy one the other night. And I'm blown away still by it. And holy shit. So if you could top this one, if you could top this one, shit, scary, dog.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can. So it was here a couple years ago. We were hunting northwest South Dakota up in Hardin County. It's kind of northwest corner of the state. And we go into the slot canyon. My buddy's, I had filled my tag already, and we're trying to get my buddy a deer. And this is during rifle season. And so he spots some deer, and he heads up the slot canyon. I'm like, all right, I'll grab our stuff. I'll meet you down the slot canyon, and, you know, we'll meet back up or whatever. So he takes off. I'm grabbing all of our stuff or whatever. And I hear, boom. Sweet, he got one. So I'm grabbing all our stuff, and I truck down there as fast as my fat ass will take me. But I get there, and he's just getting ready to crest over the hill to go into another canyon. I'm like, all right, well, he either wounded it and it's running and he's going after it or whatever. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll sit here and, you know, he'll work his way back. So on both sides of me are just big sheer walls. I'm just sitting there, and it's getting to be, sun's going down. It's right about sunset. And I'm sitting there, just dead still, dead quiet. And all of a sudden I hear.
What?
The fuck was that?
Hear it again.
I'm like, what is that? You know, I'm like, that's weird. Okay, so I'm sitting there just waiting for him to come back. Hear it one more time.
Like Indian drum, like Indian drums?
Yep. Yeah, Indian drum. Just boom, 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 boom. And I mean, just as clear as they were right behind
you
me.
Were you on like a fucking burial ground, bro?
Close. So let me finish. Okay, so I'm sitting there, and you know,
hey, do that sound again. Do that sound again. I can beatbox that.
Mm. All right, anyway, so I'm sitting down there, and you know, there's kind of caves up on the rim rock, and I'm like, ah, you know,
there's caves.
Did I hear? Yeah, like caves. And I'm like, ah, did I hear what I think I heard? And so I see my buddy come back over the ridge, and he meets me back down in the bottom of this draw. And I'm like, did you hear that? And he's like, hear what? I'm like, I heard drums. He's like, no, I didn't hear anything. And so I'm like, huh, well, they're coming from that direction. He's like, and they're doing some mining cleanup kind of in that area.
Yeah.
And I'm like, which direction is the mine? And I'm like, he's like, it's that way. Where'd you hear the drums? That way. I'm like, all right. Opposite well, it wasn't direction. The mining equipment. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So we, you know, it's dark now. We head back to the truck, and we're just sleeping out of the truck. And we finally get back to cell service. When I look up the canyon we're at, yeah, there's ancient pictographs, and it's an ancient. Yeah. Yeah, there's caves with pictographs and writings, like ancient Native American stuff.
Yeah.
And immediately hair goes, whoop! Yeah. I'm like, oh. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's some next level shit. I mean, I totally believe in that kind of stuff too, because, man, I mean, ooh, that gives me the goosebumps when you. I mean, I would have shit my pants. I ain't lying, I would have shit myself. When I heard the drums, I'd have been like, "Yeah, I'm out. I'm done. I'm done. Done."
You know, I like to think I'm a good spirit. You know, I'm a good person, so they wouldn't want to do any harm to me, so you know I haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah,
but then again, I was relying on that.
Hey, but then again, they could have been hungry as fuck too, and they could have been like, "This guy got a little some good backstraps."
I'm just a big sack.
Oh man, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's just scary, insane. Bro. That stuff. Nuts.
South Dakota is rich in, you know, Native American history. I've got a Native American friend that, I mean, he's like, yeah, it's what they call an echo, you know, something that happened, you know, a ritual a long time ago, and it's the energy still lives in that area. And it's like,
really?
I heard it clear as day, and it's just, yeah, it was nuts.
No way.
Yeah.
Did your buddy end up filling a tag?
Yeah. Yep.
No
kidding.
The
next day we ended up, we slept in the truck, and then the next morning got up and found him, it's his third stag buck.
What?
Yeah, he has the craziest luck with stag bucks. So it's November, still has its velvet on, but no nuts.
Really?
he's killed three of them. And it's like, I mean, we didn't know that going in, but yeah.
That's nuts. Three of them.
Yeah. So yeah.
Huh. Is everything, I never shot one of those, but is everything the same? Like, is it more of a whitetail, more of a muley? What is it?
Yeah, it's a mule deer. So mule, it's a mule deer stag. So it's just a mule deer male with no testicles, so it doesn't produce testosterone, you know, enough where it, you know, it sheds its velvet. So it just, it's furry horn, but it's hard underneath, you know, instead of like if you shoot a velvet buck normal time, you know, the horn right. still bleed and stuff.
Yep.
Well, this is all still really? Hard underneath.
I guess yeah. I never knew that. So you shot yep. more like an exotic, Joe Exotic.
Yeah. No, I didn't shoot it. My buddy did.
He did, huh? Right.
He shot a Joe Exotic buck.
Well, I don't know. I just, and that's my boy right there. And here, my boy Blue, pull that Coors Light out and smoke it. Yeah, so I don't know. That, I can't get that show out of my head because I'm just, man, Tiger King's just literally came out at the perfect timing and people are just realizing, hey, my life ain't so bad or I ain't that fucked up, I think. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of normal.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking like, fuck, man, I am a G. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm cool, but I don't know, yeah, man. Wow, that Carol bitch straight killed her husband, though. I'll say it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it, and I'll spell it. Well, actually, I ain't going to spell shit, but she killed him. She killed him.
Let's have a spelling contest.
No, hell no. But she literally killed her husband. Guaranteed. Fed him to the tigers.
What was your quote? So I'm like, oh, yeah, tiger's not going to eat him. Let's just slather him in sardine oil.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Sardine oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a psycho, dude. She killed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. That motherfucker deserved to be in jail, too, because he put a hit on somebody and tried to kill somebody. But that bitch obviously deserves it. I don't know. Man, they went hard on him. But the crazy thing is, she's out free, living the life, doing the same thing as that guy's doing. She's making money.
In smaller cages.
Yeah, she's making money, hands over fist.
Killed her husband. Crazy cats and kittens.
Yeah, dude. And and YouTube's paying her. You know YouTube's paying her fat, dude.
I don't know. I don't think she's getting that many likes where she's getting paid fat.
I don't know, dude. I pulled it up. I looked at some of her shit, and I could not believe. I mean, it's PETA.
Oh, yeah.
It's PETA, bro. It's nuts, dude. You know how strong-armed those people are. So know they're getting something out of it.
There's some compensation. Yeah. But the fact that, like, blows me away is she... I don't know why we're continuing talking about Tiger King, but like she has cats in cages, just like Joe Exotic does. Like,
well, Joe's facility looked way bigger.
Like, her cages were worse.
Yeah, they look like kennels.
Yeah,
like at least he had like, you know, roaming ground.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I was blown away, and I was like, man, how fucked up is this shit? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, like. It was nuts. I can't quit thinking about that show. And I mean, once I put it on, I couldn't stop watching it. I was like, damn.
I mean, I binge watched the whole thing. It's like,
I know, right?
And I'm like, this can't get any better.
Well, I know.
It got better.
It's like, hey,
pull my beer. Watch this.
Hey, Jerry, do you watch porn?
There's two types of people in this world, Luke.
Do you watch the big ones or do you like the little ones? Well, then you're not totally straight, dude.
Yeah. You know, there's two types of people in this world, Luke.
Tell me.
People that watch porn and people that lie about it.
Oh, well, I watched the fuck out of it. Oh, shit. That's funny.
Oh, man. And that's this funny. Conversation got derailed.
Yeah, nah, that's what that filter's about. So anyways, talk to us. It's springtime. South Dakota's not in lockdown, but we are. Are you going to go out turkey hunting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our season opens up 14th, I think, 12th or 14th, something like that. So, yeah, I'll go chase some turkeys here in the hills and then probably head back to the middle of the state down to where mom's at and chase turkeys down there, too.
What do you mean? Do you guys get, like, unit turkey hunts or statewide hunts?
So, you can get – we can get, I think, three tags. We can get a county-specific one, which is, you know, depending on what county you want to go to. Right. And then you can get a Black Hills tag, which is good for all of the Black Hills National Forest. Yep. And then you can get an archery tag, which is good statewide.
Yeah, so your archery tags are statewide. That's how it is mostly in Nebraska, too. We get, you know, archery gets statewide, even for deer. That's what I love about that.
Oh, yeah, same with South Dakota.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's cool. Are you going to use your trad bow or what?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I got a turkey last year with trad bow. That was my first animal that I took with the old Samick Sage.
No kidding. So what kind of bow are you shooting? Did you shoot that one with?
With my turkey, I shot it with the Samick Sage.
Oh, that's what that boat's called.
Yeah.
What were you pulling on that?
I think 40 pounds.
Yeah. And it killed it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smoked
it. Zipped right through it.
Really?
Big ol' shout out to RMS Gear.
Yeah, Cutthroat. Yeah, I know those guys.
Cutthroat Broadheads.
Yeah, those guys are cool down there. Tom, all the boys.
Because when you have them,
yep.
Sharpen them up.
Yeah.
It's stupid sharp.
Like, really?
Oh, yeah. Danny and Alex and Tom, they all do phenomenal job.
Yeah, those guys are cool as heck. Me and Gaethje went down there for the first time. Ooh, I want to say, I don't know, it was maybe a year ago, almost maybe. And we had our first
lesson. Yeah, I think it was April last year.
Yeah, it was almost a year ago, and we went down there with Tom.
Coverall season for you.
Oh, coverall season's all year round, bro. Anyways, you know what's so crazy? Because, you know, they're originally from Wisconsin. And big wrestling family. Like, they're, like, Tom Sr., he knows who's wrestled, who's done everything. Justin Gaethje walks in the door. He was at Justin Gaethje's when he was an All-American. Wrestled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that was crazy. I was like, what? And so they kind of hit it off, and he was showing. He's like, come on, guys, let's come in the back room. Gave us a free lesson, you know, because God knows we need the free lessons. I mean, we need lessons, let alone a free lesson, but we got it. And
I think you need a couple more, too.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need more.
And, up them.
Well, you know, the difference is the poundage of what he gave me and what Aaron gave me is like, man, I need to get on some freaking roids to pull this thing back. I mean, and it's only at 50. It's just like, holy cow, it's way different. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like pulling from 30 pounds to 50 pounds is way different on a stick bow that I was like, what the heck is this? And, you know, Tom was like, yeah, extend that shoulder blade out, you know, get it out. I'm like, Tom, I'm stuck right here. I ain't moving.
This is as far as it goes.
I can't get back here. But he was all like, yeah, it will. It'll happen. But, yeah, you know, yeah, those guys are all sweet out there at Rocky Mountain. I mean, I guess, like, realistically, like, I am so lucky for being living in Colorado here in the Denver metro area. I mean, I don't live in Denver.
Oh, yeah, you're spoiled.
But, man, I love it. I love where I live. I mean, I miss Nebraska sometimes. I mean, especially around whitetail season, you know. Obviously, I miss, you know, going out to the lakes and fishing there, but because I'm not a big fly fisherman or, you know, trout fisherman, but I miss going out, you know, to the lakes and stuff there in Nebraska.
Bass, walleye.
Yeah,
northern.
You know, I miss the walleye fishing for sure, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, nothing beats a bugle here in September. You know, obviously the big mule deer here, I mean – and it's only like 4 hours away from me. Home's only 4 hours away. So, So it's not like I got to go far to go back home. But, man, I miss getting in my truck after work and going fishing. That's probably what I do miss the most.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? That's what I miss about living back east, was hopping in my truck after work, going road hunting for pheasants with my dog. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd go cruise roads till it got dark, you know, come home with a limit of pheasants from road hunting. You know, we'd get out and walk a few ditches and jump a few birds. But I mean, I definitely miss that about back east.
Yeah. Pheasant hunting's always a big one there too. Well, you guys got a lot of pheasant hunting there in South Dakota, right? I mean, that's
But mostly on the east, central to east side of the state. I mean, here in the hills,
not so much.
You're not gonna find many pheasants. No.
Yeah, because I know. Dude, you guys got a lot of pheasant down there by the border of Nebraska, Valentine and Chattern area.
Yeah. So my mom lives just north of Valentine, so up in Colombe. So
yeah, I remember as a kid in Valentine, and that was probably from my hometown, North Platte, was probably 3 hours away. And my cousins would take us to Valentine to ice fish on the reservoir up there.
Yep.
And Valentine's just a small town, right?
Yeah, I said there ain't nothing there.
Yeah, but they got a strip bar there. And when you go in there, like at night, you walk by and you can look through the window and you can see the girls dancing. As a kid,
here's little Luke.
As a kid, I'm in there looking like a little pervert, just in there, like, oh, she's a dude. Me and my cousins were always watching and
run.
So, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, that's a memory I have, but it was good, man. It was really good. Yeah, it was. Valentine's definitely good. Not to change gears or anything, but I want to also give a big shout out to my boys over at Leopold. My girl, even Reza over there, Leopold, hey, thank you for everything you guys do. My company, my boat company that's been there from day one, Matthews NSYNC. Thank you. I appreciate it. The next topic I want to go over with you, man, my man, is my topic, the UFC. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Right off the bat, you got to party with one. Fight one and then hunt with one. All right. Here we go. All right. You got GSP. You got Tank Abbott. And let's go with Matt Hughes. Okay. Tank Abbott, Matt Hughes, GSP. Hunt one.
All right.
Fight. Party.
I'm fighting GSP.
Gonna get your
he's
going to
submit me. I'm going to tap my...
Yeah, you got to straight get your that's ass easy. Whooped.
Okay, I'm going to party with Tank Abbott. I heard that man was a party animal.
Hey,
and I'm going to hunt with Matt Hughes because he's an Iowa boy and he's got those whitetails.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, that was a cool one. Yeah, Matt Hughes is a big hunter. Yeah. So
and you know he's made a hell of a comeback since his accident.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I've kind of followed and kind of kept track of what he's gone through, and the I don't remember what UFC it was where he walked out with his wife, and he was walking.
It was just recently, you know, not too long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, that gave me chills. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Watching. I don't follow it, you know, super close. I used to watch quite a few back in the day. You know, I'm talking Tim Sylvia.
Yeah.
And watching the old school. You're
a Midwest Militage fan. That's what you are.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I started with. That's when I got into this whole fighting game. Excuse me. Oh, these beers.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
So my first trainer was Kelly Wiseman, and he was originally from the Militage crew. Right, he roommate with Jens Pulver, Matt Hughes, Tim Sylvia. In fact, he picked up Tim Sylvia from the airport from Maine to come and train with him. Right, so that was my first training partner. We used to, when I got with Kelly, we would go up to Davenport, Iowa, from Nebraska, and go train with these guys. Right, like literally,
yeah.
We would train with all these guys. I would train with them all, and then like when I would fight in Council Bluffs, Iowa, at the casino there. They would all come down and watch me fight, dude. It was so fucking cool having those guys there and party with them, like Tony Fricklin, Tim Sylvia, Jens Pulver. I mean, they're like brothers to me, you know. Like to this day, like they're my boys. You know what I mean? Like I'll always
oh yeah
be I always feel like I will always be like a Miletich Fighting System guy from Pat Miletich, just because that's what I started out with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And it was just hard, hard fucking training, period. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, back to hunt one, party with one, fight one. Man, honestly, I would, you know, I know GSP. I train with him and stuff like that. But to fight him would be unbelievable. And, yeah, he would probably beat my ass. But,
well, it ain't going to be a contest. I'm going to be like.
Yeah, but, yeah, I hear you. I hear you there. But, like, just to say, like, you would fight him and get in the step in the octagon with him would be, like, nowadays would be like a Bruce Lee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, he's, I mean, he, to me, he's like top notch. Like, he is the man. And he's just, he's always been cool as fuck to me as an up and coming fighter. He was cool, man. He's definitely GSP. So I would like to fight him just to say I had him on my record. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. He just seems like a really, I mean, just genuine kind of laid back. I mean, and maybe not laid back, but just a genuine kind of real dude. Right. You know, like you could hang out with if you could understand the accent.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as hunting wise, yeah, I would definitely probably hunt with Matt Hughes just because he's done it so much. You don't have to really coach him. You don't have to tell him, hey, shut up. You know what I mean? Like he knows how to hunt. Right. And he is an Iowa boy. And, you know, and just because it'd be fun to hunt with him again, or ever. I've never hunted with Matt, but I've definitely been in the same room with him. And
Tim would be another fun one to hunt with, too.
Yeah, Tim, well, Tim has his own show now. You know, I'm going to hit him up, and I'm going to have him on the podcast, maybe if he drives down here, because I know he comes this way a lot. He's actually been in Nebraska turkey hunting with my boys that I know, so... Yeah, Tim's cool, man. I always see him at like ATA or SHOT Show or whatever, and we always hook up, have beers and stuff. So Tim, yeah, Tim's cool. But Tank, man, Tank Abbott, shit, I would definitely drink beers with that dude. Yeah, he was always a gamer, dude. I loved it because he wasn't the guy that never looked the part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
But he was fucking drop bombs.
Oh,
he would
drop
bombs on people and he wouldn't be scared to get hit. That's what I loved about him.
Yeah. You know? Tank, I mean, because he did a stint in the World Wrestling Federation, right? Yep. WWF.
Yep. Yep.
And so I think that's probably the first place I've seen him. And then, because I mean, back when I was a kid, I was big into wrestling and you're talking Undertaker and, you know, Jake the Snake.
You were a big WWE guy.
WWF back in the day.
Fuck.
It was F
Federation.
Yeah, see, that's how old I am.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. I mean, I was Ultimate Warrior.
I can't talk shit because, dude, remember when, like, Saturday Night Main Events, when they had the cage in, like, back in the day, when Roddy Piper and Jake the Snake, who else was it? The Junkyard Dog.
Yep, Junkyard Dog. Yep,
that was
who were the Australians, the Wild.
Which one? Who's the one who carried the 2x4? Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That
dude,
that dude was my shit right there, right? And yeah. So I just remember watching them with my brothers, and my cousin would come over and. We would just have parties, just like WrestleMania, up in the
taking the couch cushions off.
Oh yeah,
doing suplex.
In fact, I was just telling my wife this the other day. My mom and dad literally went out on a party or a date night, whatever back in the day, whatever you call it, a dance. And me and my older brother were in charge of my little sister, right? We babysitted, and my cousin Fred came over, and we were watching WrestleMania. Yeah, that's my dog, boy. We watched WrestleMania, and sure shit, we took the couch cushion on the floor, and we were wrestling. I don't know what happened, But we weren't wrestling my sister, but she was like doing jumps and stuff off the couch, trying to DDT us and stuff. She broke her collarbone. Literally broke her collarbone. And that was the last time we ever had babysitting jobs. But yeah, we were just, I was literally just talking to my wife about that. So yeah, it was crazy. Crazy. Yeah, that was a good time in my era as a kid. It's like the Nintendo days, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely
Double Dragon, Contra,
dude. Zelda.
Zelda. Oh
man, those are the games, dude.
Yep.
It wasn't no Call of Duty. It was freaking all about Zelda.
Okay. Yep.
Contra was Call of Duty back then.
Oh yeah, so yeah, that was Contra.
Yep. Yeah. But I was always a big fan of Mario's, you know, even when it went to Super Nintendo and all that, you know. I was down
Mario for Mario 3. That was my favorite. Really? Mario 3, cuz you got so many of the different outfits, you know, the suits, the raccoon suits.
Yep. Yep. I remember playing all those, man. Those are the bomb. Zelda was my shit, though.
You need to get yourself a Nintendo for the lounge.
Actually, you know what?
For the casting couch.
My casting couch back here. I actually have. My brother bought me one of those small Nintendos that has like 50, 60 games. Oh, the new ones,
yeah.
Yeah. But here's the one thing I hate about it. The cord's like this long, too. You know what I mean? Like, I got to be right on the TV. So he gave me his wireless one, but damn, you got to charge it all the time, you know? But yeah, I remember when Gaethje lived with me, we used to have battles playing that. We were playing Contra, Pac-Man, Gyromite, Duck Hunt. Oh, yeah, Ninja Turtles was the shit, dude.
Yeah.
Love that game. Excite Bike.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Classic. Building your own track.
The bomb, dude. The bomb. Yeah, man. I don't know. It was good. What kind of hunts you got planned this year for 2020?
Well, hopefully the coronavirus goes away and I can get out to Idaho for spring bear.
You're going spring bear with who?
The Rockside crew again.
Oh, okay. With Avery and all those guys?
Yep. Avery Crosley, bunch of guys from the Rockside page. And, nice. Hopefully get to go out there in May.
I like that dude. Avery's a good dude.
His
old lady's good, too. Like, she's cool as hell, dude. She's a gamer.
She is freaking hilarious.
Yeah, she's cool.
Kenya don't take no shit.
Yeah, dude. I met them at, where did I meet them at? SHOT Show? I think 1 year, and they were like, man, all you got to do to Snyder's is hit him one time in the balls for me, please. And I was like, that's easy, but no, I won't hit my boy. Yeah, they're cool as hell. We had a great time at SHOT Show together. Tell me a little bit about that camp, because I've heard so much about bear camp with them.
Oh, it's a ride. I mean, it's.
So is it Rockslide Bear Camp or is it Avery Adventures? What is it?
It started off as a Rockslide Bear Camp. So it's just, I mean, guys that are kind of on the Rockslide forum and, we just hang out, eat great food. I mean, no one really takes it too seriously. You know, a lot of the guys are gun nuts. So they're bringing, you name it, from 300 Win Mags to 338 Lapuas, 338 Improved. I mean, every gun imaginable. We shoot rocks while we're sitting in camp. I mean, it's a blast. I mean, we just
now are you, guys, you know,
don't take it too seriously.
Are you guys hunt on private or public?
I believe it's like logging company, so I think it's public technically, but most of the roads are closed.
So it's park like at the gate, lodging, logging roads and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Cool. And it's in Idaho.
Yep.
Nice.
It's a great time. Great guys. We hang out in wall tents and cook food. And
you guys drink beer?
You know, not as much as you think. Well, not as much as we probably should.
Yeah, so I'm telling you right now, I show up at bear camp. We drinking some beer because that's one thing.
We should do a bear camp.
That's one thing that I like about bear camp is because you don't got to get up early in the morning. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's the best.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when Frank and I, Drew Holmes, and who the hell else was there with us? I don't know. We went.
That was it.
Was it? Right? Me, Frank, Drew, and yeah, it was three of us. Wasn't it? Yeah. And we went down to, what the hell's his name? Down in, what the hell were we?
Primitive.
Yeah, Primitive. Yeah. You know it.
Yeah.
Jeff
Landers.
Jeff Landers. Brain fart. Uh-oh. Oh, they're kicking in.
Uh-oh. Now it's time to get good, folks.
Yeah.
Tune in for episode 2.
So we went down to Jeff Landers' bear camp down in Primitive in, where the hell was it?
Alberta.
Alberta, sure. Yeah. Yeah, we were down in Alberta.
I wasn't even fucking there. Yeah, like
I know you followed us. So either way, so we went down there.
I just remember you beating Frank's ass on every video.
Yeah, that boy got his ass whooped that one time with the we were there and that, the place that you know Prim just put it up at was awesome. It was cool, man. Because I seen pictures of where Aaron and all those other guys stayed at, you know, years before. And I'm like, damn, this is the Ritz-Carlton compared to where y'all stayed at. Because it was nice, dude. They bought the house, remodeled it, and it was 5-star. It was really a nice place. His wife cooked for us, and it was the bomb.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, Frank got his ass whooped a lot there. But... he goes, man, we can't go out hunting till like what, fucking 4-3 o'clock, the earliest.
I think we head out like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but you know, you hunt in the evening with the bear, you know. And I was like, what the hell, dude? So I guess I get drunk. You know what I mean? Wake up in the morning. I don't think wake up early. Although we were trying to get our CrossFit on with him and our workouts and stuff like that, but it was a good time, don't get me wrong. But yeah, dude, I definitely drink a lot in bear camp just because you don't gotta get up early. I enjoy bear camp. If I enjoyed the meat as much as I love the hunt.
Oh dude, you don't like bear meat?
I don't really care for it, man. I really don't. It's just a little
I gotta give a shout out to
tough.
I took my bear.
Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead. It's just too tough and chewy for me, bro.
No, that's why you got to get it processed.
Yeah.
You get it processed into breakfast sausage.
Breakfast sausage.
Tell you what, man. When we get done with this quarantine, I'll bring you some. And really? You'll be like, damn. Yeah, dead serious. I don't know, man.
I
took my bear down to a processor in Plains, Montana. And they made it into breakfast sausage, the whole bear.
Really?
And it's phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've shot, how many bears have I shot in my life? Two, right? I've shot two bears and I've ate them and I've literally done pepperoni, breakfast sausage. And don't get me wrong, it's good. And I've done roast because we'd put them in the crock pot. I got a good recipe from my boy his name was Joe at the first camp. Oh, man, where was that? In Idaho. What the hell was that place called? Beaver Creek, I think. Outfitters. I don't know. It was cool. Loved it. The crock pot was good. The next night we had like bear fajitas. Dude, it was like eating rubber bands. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Just non-stop. But guess what? You ate it. Because guess what? That's what you do.
You need to cook it longer, I think.
Yeah, you know, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm open for it. I mean, my deal is I wish Colorado would open spring bear. I really do. Because obviously, I live up here in the mountains in Conifer, the foothills, whatever. Dude, there's bears like crazy here.
You had
overrun, dude. Overrun.
Bear problem a couple years ago, or last year, wasn't it? You had one coming in?
Since we moved up in the mountains, and we've been, Well, our first house was, we lived in there for 4 years. This is our second year now living at this house. Yeah, every year, dude. Bears. Gets worse every year, every spring. And just like right up here on the, I'll put my archery range up here. I got two trash bags just opened up. They're already out. The bears are out. So every night now, I got to bring in the dumpsters in my shop, take them out every night, put them back in here. But my fear is they're going to break down the door, break the, you know, whatever, and get in here and jack up all my equipment. Yeah, it's crazy, dude. I just, there's just way too much bear activity here. They need to manage it.
Bears might be the least of your issues if the wolf issue goes through.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. I honestly don't. I hope it doesn't.
I hope the residents of Colorado are a little bit smarter than that and can see the writing on the wall. It's like, just ask Montana.
Yeah.
Ask Idaho. It's like, exactly. Would you do it again? It's like, I bet not.
No, guarantee you they wouldn't do it again. I guarantee you. They're like, oh, man, they're all... I get their point. Like, they want to see wildlife, and they want to do all that. They bring in wolves, they're not going to see elk, they're not going to see deer, and they ain't going to see no moose.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
They're not going to see wolves either.
And they won't see the wolves.
Hanging out by the freaking road.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're missing. They don't understand that. That's just it. They don't get it. They're going to see carcasses is what they're going to see.
Period. Yeah, they're not going to see it. Yeah, you're not going to see any animals. It's like, oh, I want to hear a wolf howl at night. No.
Google that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
You're one night a year out in the woods and you want to hear a wolf.
Yeah.
It's like, exactly. No, you don't get a freaking opinion. You don't get a vote. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude. It's nuts. And it's just all coming back to the whole lockdown situation we have here and everything. It's funny you say that because all the people that were, like, man, how could you kill an animal like that? Shit you not, dude.
Yep.
Excuse me. The same people that were telling me, why would you kill an animal like that? Just go to the grocery store and buy it. Those same people are asking me, hey, man, you have any extra meat in your freezer? And I'm like,
yep.
And I'm like, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
No, I don't.
Have you,
guess what? I don't. I'm not fucking with you. I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I got enough to last me and my family for till next season. Yeah. And then we're back to square one. That's generally how long.
Honestly, like, I'm not stingy with my meat. I'm not. I'll give it to my fighters. I give it to all my anybody that needs it, right?
Yeah.
But if anybody ever followed my season last year, I didn't shoot shit.
Yeah, so you struggled last year.
My freezer is low. Well, not low, but it's good for my family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not a surplus where it's overflowing. Yeah, there's
not. I'm not going to give it to a bunch of liberals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it's okay because you need meat? No, hell no.
Because your grocery store's out of meat?
Yeah, because the grocery store's out, and now you're looking for me, and now my jalapeno cheddar burgers are on for me, son. For me. You know what I mean?
Have you listened to that new song that Matt Best and Tim Montana put out?
Oh, shit, dude. That's the best, that right? Song. Dude,
Oh, my God.
I love those guys, dude. Dude, when we went down there and partied with those guys, and I shouldn't say party. We went down and hunted.
That's right, you guys did go down there.
We went down there. We hunted with them and with Hero Sports. It was probably one of the best times I've had doing this whole GU thing. Like, honestly, like, those guys are the part. They're not pretending to be something they're not. They are. They're cool, man. That's just the way they are. They're really good people. Matt is cool. Crispy's cool. All of them, dude. They're all cool, and they just invited us to the house. Of course, they're big fans of Gaethje, you know. They loved it. So, yeah, that song was the shit. I heard that, and I was like, yeah, dude. Of course, Matt is just on it, dude. He is a content king. Content king, period.
Oh, yeah. He's actually a pretty good musician, too.
No, he's great, dude. When we went to his gym outside of his house, and it's huge, dude. It's a big place that he has. He has a big compound, and he had his own gym inside, his own music studio inside. I mean, he has it all put together. Like, it's legit as hell. Like, it's cool. And he was playing jazz for us. Him and Gaethje sparred.
I saw the sparring.
It was awesome. We drank a lot of whiskey, dude. Well, they own Liberty Whiskey.
Lead Slingers.
Yeah, something like that. And we drank a lot of that.
Liberal whiskey. Yeah. Liberal Cheers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, Lead Slingers, I think is.
Yeah, Lead Slingers, company. That's it. But yeah, so, yeah, those guys are sweet. Those guys are definitely good. Well, shit, dude, we've talked over an hour. We ought to let these guys be, enjoy their families and the rest of the quarantine. You know?
They're like, no, please don't go. I'm going to be stuck with my wife and kids if you guys leave. Sorry, guys.
Believe me, there'll be plenty more. We got to get you in Colorado. Hang out, shoot with us, do a little competition. And
a little Radbo competition.
Hey, man, I'm definitely practicing. I don't know if I'll be ready for that.
I commend you for picking it up, man. It's not an easy endeavor.
Well, you know, the way I look at it is I seen Aaron shoot it, and I was like, damn, I could do that. Right? He makes it look so easy.
I thought that, too.
And I got to give it to him, man. That motherfucker's a G-Dog and G-Funk. Oh, you know what I mean? G-Dog.
Haven't shot with him. I think I've shot with him 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And the guy just blows me away every time.
He's
straight up shoot.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
a funny thing.
I don't want to pump his tires too much, but.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, so everybody's all like, you know, when me and Aaron have competitions, you know, like, who's going to shave whose head? Who's going to do this and that? Like, yeah, I got a compound, motherfuckers. I do. But this motherfucker is a G with that thing. And, like, they don't understand it. They don't understand it. Yeah. Like he is good. Until you shoot next to him, don't talk, because he's good. And I'm winning by, like, 3 or 12 points. So I'm like, oh, thank you, Mary Jesus. I've got to shave my head. I won. You know what I mean? But, yeah, dude, he's the G. And I was like, man, I could do that shit, you know? And I'll get it. Don't get me wrong. I'll get it. I just got to get a lighter underneath my ass and put a little fire in it, you know?
Well, and the thing is, too, you know, he always says, like, you got to shoot every day. That is no bullshit. After I shot my buck, that little guy up there, and you can't really see it. That guy right there.
Yeah, with the trad?
Yep, with the trad bow this year. I stopped shooting my trad bow for a month because I'm like, all right, I got my buck. I got to concentrate on other things. Picked it up a month later. I was pretty much back to freaking square one.
Yeah, you have to shoot.
Yeah, you have to shoot
every
day.
It's like anything, man. Right. It's like anything. Like, in any sport, anything. Like, you got to practice. If you want to be the top dog, you got to practice. And that motherfucker practices. He shoots a lot.
Yeah. You're talking like 200 to 300 arrows.
Yep, he definitely shoots a lot. Anyways, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you all. Don't forget to follow us on the IG, Facebook. What else do I got?
Instagoogle tweet faces.
Yeah, Instagreet tweeters. we got it all. Don't forget about follow my man at Photo Labs Studios. I'll tag him. Don't get me wrong. I love this guy. I really do. I might give him a little shit here and there, but God, I would not be where I'm at in this whole thing, production, if it wasn't for this guy.
Hey, every crew has to have their happy fat kid, right? I mean, Goonies had Chung.
Oh, shit. That's it. You're way better than that. You're my dog. as the boys say it, you're my boy Blue.
You're my boy Blue.
You're my boy Blue. Hey guys, thanks again. Please check out Leopold Optics, Cafaro Backpacks, or Cafaro International, I should say. Yes, Title Knives, Ultra Light, Ultra Sharp, Matthew's Archery, and the most important, Cryptic Camo. Ooh, yeah, I got to check those boys out. We out.
We out.